For At the Movies Reviews and Location, this is Remy with an interview with Chris Dainty about his short animated feature at this year's Festival du Nouveau Cinéma, Shannon Jameson.
I have this dream. It's one of those things where reality or past occurrences, it's mixed with, you know, the fantasy.
Chris, how are you?
Good.
Sorry to keep you waiting for so long. I just got held up a little bit briefly. But I'm glad that you would take the time to speak to me a little bit today about your film, because I got a chance to watch it this morning, and it is a powerful, gosh, for the 15 minutes, it's such a powerful short animated feature that brings to life a person who is really someone who was a special person, I can say.
Thanks. Yeah, it's something that it's been a real honor to work on and to show Shannon's work to the public and to have it play at the festival. It's quite an honor.
Maybe you can start off by explaining the concept of fusing both the archival footage as well as the animation in order to tell the story of Shannon Jameson.
Yeah, it was something that she had created so much content, and it was something that I really wanted to show as much of her work as possible. It's, I look at this film as a way of me introducing people to the amazing talent that she was. And so one of the things early on, I knew we wanted to try and get as much in there as possible. So there's over 100 pieces of artwork from her, from music to poems, to digital art, to paintings. And so that was one of the things that I wanted to showcase as much of her as possible. And I think, you know, during production, we really, you know, found a lot of her voice through her art and also just different meanings. And so that was something that was really special, that stylistically we went into it not knowing exactly which style we'd go with. But I think one of the things that came out with it was it became very Shannon.
Okay, yeah, I can agree with that. And because not that many people have seen her artwork or know about her artwork inside general, especially since some of her artwork sometimes takes on a darker tone than most people are accustomed to inside of artwork.
Yeah, it was something. And even for me as a close friend, there was so much artwork that I was introduced to after her death that no one really ever saw. So that was something that was, it was a real privilege to be able to show this artwork off. And it was really special just to dive deep into it and find different things about, you know, she put a lot of her emotions and feelings into her art. And that really came out.
So speaking about emotions and feelings a little bit, I'm sure that you encountered them over the course of this project. And my question for you is, can creativity be an emotional outlet for the feeling of grief and such emotions?
Yes, I found it extremely therapeutic to go through it. And it, you know, it was one of those things that it was extremely hard to kind of look at everything and really analyze what was she thinking. But the more I went through it, and especially I think once the film was complete, I just felt like this weight had been lifted off my shoulders. It was something that, I think art through therapy is something that is really powerful. And it's something that when going through the process of making this film, you know, I went through a lot of emotion. Sometimes it was extremely challenging for myself just to make sense of it all. And, you know, am I putting the best foot forward? Am I telling the right part of the story? So there's a lot of questions there. But at the same time, once it was done, I just felt this huge sense of relief of being able to show the world her story. So you know, I found it very, very therapeutic in creating this film.
So one of the big techniques that comes from the film that's not seen normally inside of animated films, I'm sure that you would be eagerly anticipating to elaborate on, would be the ismation as an animation technique. And it's important. It's an important element to this film. So why choose going the route of ismation in order to tell this story?
Yeah, so ismation is a mixture of stop-motion animation and puppetry. And I just felt like ice was the perfect metaphor for Shannon. There's, you know, there's a lot of different reflections you get from ice. And there's a lot of different sides to Shannon. And there is this beauty to it. And I use the ice as a way of representing her soul. And ice is inherently very, very hard and strong. But there's also a very fragile side to it. And that's something that I just felt really embodied what... at the core, who Shannon was. There was this really, you know, outward side, and everyone that knew her, she was, you know, she was out and proud, and she was someone that had this confidence. But then her artwork told a different story that was, you know, this fragility to her. So that's something that I found ice, you know, really on one side, really was the perfect medium for her. And, you know, through the production, I worked with the Canadian Ice Carver Society in Ottawa. And we used over 60 blocks through early tests through in production. And these blocks are 300 pounds. And a carving could take between 3 hours to 6 hours to do a full human body. And so, some instances we used just heads and stuff like that. But it was quite an undertaking. And then one of the other things we found early on in the test, we really had to bring the sculptures to location. There's something about ice. I had known from, you know, working at Winterlude for many years, ice can look really beautiful. But one of the things that gives it this amazing look is the reflections you see through it. So once, you know, some of our early tests, we did it, tried to do it in studio, but we found we just didn't have the same look. So we ended up bringing these sculptures on a 30-minute drive, which in a refrigerated truck, which was a little scary, but we brought it to we rented out a cathedral in Ottawa and shot on location. And that was really special.
I mean, to me too, the ice almost looked like alabaster stone at a certain point too, which is an interesting concept as well too, when you think about, you know, religion and symbology.
Yeah, it was something that, and you know, water, is seen throughout. There's in the short, there's a few scenes where she, there's a real photo of her baptism that was done in a pool. And then, you know, later on in the film, there's also, another bathtub scene where she's, you know, recalling this water. So there was this theme of water, throughout there, just, you know, and religion. So bringing that water, frozen water, into the church. There's a lot of symbology there.
Perfect. And finally, normally we like to end the interview on to normally a fun question. So seeing as you have done an animated film, my question for you is, what has been one of your favorite animated features of 2019 so far that you've seen?
Well, I think the favorite thing I've seen so far, and it isn't, it's not a full feature, but it's 28 minutes long, I think, is The Physics of Sorrow. It's another NFT film, and it's also playing in the same screening as mine, and it is really, really powerful. So that's another film that I found hugely inspiring. It's raw and beautiful, but I think one of my favorite things I've seen this year, and it's also playing in the same screening as mine, which I feel honored to be in that company. So that's I think my favorite other film that I've seen this year.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck to you and all of your future endeavors. And once again, it's such a powerful, moving, short 15-minute animated feature, but I cannot highly recommend it enough that Shannon Jameson is playing at Festival Circuits and at the FNC this year.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Chris.